Conservatives demand Republican AGs charge Bidens with corruption, get creative. By Joel B. Polak on April 4, 2023. Conservatives are demanding that Republican prosecutors charge President Joe Biden and his relatives with corruption in the wake of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg charging former President Donald Trump. And unlike the Trump charges, which appear, as of this writing, to be based entirely on the frivolous non-crime in the Stormy Daniels affair, the Biden charges would involve long-simmering charges of foreign corruption. Hunter Biden is known to have used his father's name and his office to make money from foreign firms, and there is evidence he funneled cash to his father, and that he tried to cut his father into at least one deal. Last month, the House Oversight Committee revealed that Biden's family received cash that originally came from a Chinese firm with close ties to the Chinese Communist Party, for unexplained business transactions. Aside from tax violations, for which Hunter Biden, the president's son, has admitted he is under investigation, there would appear to be potential lobbying violations, as well as corruption and perhaps even bribery. Yet U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has declined to appoint a special counsel to investigate allegations against the Biden family, who appear to have been protected by the FBI, as well as Silicon Valley and the media. Now, with Trump facing the first arrest of a former president in U.S. history over frivolous charges, many conservatives are calling for the Bidens to be charged by Republicans, both in retaliation and as a deterrent. The New York Post reported, "Republicans need to learn how to take off the gloves and put on the brass knuckles and break glass jaws, politically and legally, not physically." Mike Davis, a former chief counsel for nominations on the Senate Judiciary Committee and president of the Article III Project, told the Post, "You're looking at the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, bribery, tax evasion, gun charges, conspiracy, obstruction, espionage with using stolen classified records from the Obama White House for his Ukrainian and Chinese deals," Davis said of potential charges against Joe Biden. "Maybe these states have a long-arm statute when you're dealing with foreign corruption. Who knows? Maybe New York and Florida and places like that can start looking into this," Davis said before suggesting state tax fraud charges as another possible avenue. Conservative talk radio host Mark Levin also called Monday for Republican attorneys general in border states to test the constitutional question of whether a sitting president can be indicted by charging Biden immediately, like Davis, who urged Republican prosecutors to get creative. Levin said that there were ample grounds for conservatives to respond to what he called an assault on the American constitutional experiment by Democrats. The Bidens already face congressional investigation. House Oversight Committee Chair Representative James Comer, RKY, tweeted Monday that he had obtained documents and testimony potentially implicating the president. Bragg benefited from $1 million in donations made by left-wing billionaire George Soros to the left-wing Color of Change PAC, which campaigned to elect the left-wing prosecutor as part of criminal justice reform efforts. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.